If you're interested in a simple explanation about the Ayurvedic doshas to help you understand which body type and personality type you are, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Melissa. Many of you will know me from Yoga with Melissa. I have been having this vlog here on this channel on Mondays, and I teach about yoga lifestyle here on Wednesdays. I also have an awesome membership community. So for example, one of the things that we're doing this month in our membership community is a 30-day challenge of Ayurvedic morning routines to help balance our doshas. So if you'd like to join us for the Ayurvedic morning routines to balance your doshas, then I'll leave a link in the show notes for you to join our amazing community. Now this month here on Wednesdays, we're going to be talking about the Ayurvedic doshas. And one of the most often questions is about the body types and the personality types. So Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old system of medical science that combines psychology, spirituality, philosophy, and it predates influences such as traditional Chinese medicine in many ways. For example, Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine both view the individual as a microcosm of their larger macrocosm. The system seeks to offer balance across the seasons and throughout different stages of your life. Since many people are practicing yoga to become healthier and more balanced, it makes sense that their interests would naturally extend to their body and their personality types. Now, there are three different doshas according to Ayurveda. They are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And these doshas are based on the elements that we experience in our world around us. But they also exist within us to different degrees depending on your dosha. They are earth, water, fire, and ether. So let's look at the Ayurvedic body and personality types. If you are a Kapha dosha, for example, you are made of water and earth elements. You can tell a Kapha dosha because they tend to be heavier set with a round face and they often struggle with their weight. That being said, they have gorgeous thick wavy hair, nice eyebrows and eyelashes and big eyes. As far as their personalities, Kaphas make excellent friends as long as you don't let them down. They're calm, content, and loyal friends, but they do hold a grudge. Now, Pitta dosha is made up of fire and water. Pitta doshas have medium athletic frames with good muscular development. They tend to be average height and build, and they have bright complexions because of all that internal fire. They just glow. So Pitta personalities can be a bit more off-putting than your soft and loyal Kaphas. They're willfully determined and focused and assertive. They're driven and ambitious. They have strong opinions and they can easily tip towards anger. Vata doshas are made up of air and ether. They have wiry frames. They're thin and they tend to have low body weight. They have thin hair and dry skin. Vatas are extremely sensitive to the world around them. That restlessness can easily turn towards anxiety. They are the most creative and quick to change their minds of all of the doshas. So that's it. If you made it all the way to the end of the video, then give yourself a thumbs up and let me know in the comments what your dosha type is or what you think your dosha type is. Remember, you can join us in our community this month for our 30-day challenge to balance your Ayurvedic dosha with our Ayurvedic morning routine. And I have a gift for you. If you would like my Ayurvedic clock for the best time to practice your daily routines, then go to melissawest.com/clock and I will send that right to your inbox. Thanks for joining me. Namaste.